Mr. Lewisham could see them afresh every morning as his head came through his shirt and over the yellow-painted box upon which, for lack of shelves, Mr. Lewisham's library was arranged, was a schemer. Why, he should not have headed its scheme, the editor of the Church Times, who calls his miscellaneous notes Varia, is better able to say than I. In this scheme, 1892 was indicated as the year in which Mr. Lewisham proposed to take his BA degree at the London University with honours in all subjects, and 1895 as the date of his gold medal. Subsequently, there were to be pamphlets in the liberal interest, and such like things duly dated. Who would control others must first control himself, remarked the wall over the washhand stand, and behind the door against the Sunday trousers was a portrait of Carlyle. These were no mere threats against the universe. Operations had begun. Jostling Shakespeare, Emerson's essays, and the penny life of Confucius, there were battered and defaced schoolbooks, a number of the excellent manuals of the University Correspondents' Association, exercise books, ink, red and black, in penny bottles, and an India